Leo, Gabi, Garissa, ni almost 8 or 75%. Na wale ambayo wamedivorsiwa, utapata barabarani wanauza the same mira, wanauza pale. Kuna mama ambaye wana watoto, watoto wamewacha nyumbani, hawana usomo, baba wamewatana. Sasa wale ambayo watoto pia huko nyumbani wanawacha, wasichana wanaraibiwa kwa sababu ya mira. Pia kutokuwa na amani mirando yanasababisha wale ambayo wanaenda kitrekali ni wale ambayo wanakula mira. Hakuna mtu ambaye kawaida anajibuuliwa, wale ambayo wanafanya suicide ama wale wagaidi wanatumia vijana ambaye hawana akili, hawana nini, wao ndio wanabatiwa nini mira, alafu wanaenda kila pahali. Pia katika town hii mira si ile hata zamani. Mimi zamani wakati nilikuwa mdogo, nilikuwa tu nisikia wazee wanakula miraa, sijui aina moja. Sasa hizi unasikia kuna miraa ingine ni sita kamata kamata. Wazee wa zamani walikuwa wale wenye pesa, walikuwa wanakula miraa. Siku hizi kuna miraa ingine ambayo tunaita makoka au kamata kamata. Unajua kamata kamata maana yake, ujua mkana uzi huwa miraa ambaye ni drugs. Wanashika hizi vidole tatu, hiyo ni 10. Sasa kijana mmoja ambaye ana 10 anachukua, alafu ana watu shule ataenda. Na leo ukienda tukue tembea tu ndani ya Garissa town na barabara, wale ambaye wameenda wamekuwa na mwendo wazima, wote wanabeba miraa. Hawabebi payasi, hawabebi maembe, hawabebi ndizi, hawabebi nini, kukula kitu kingine ambaye iko na maana. Kila mwendo wazima angalieni, ndio utibiti sisi tumetoka kama mashia, wanabeba mira, hawabebi nyama, hawabebi nini, kitu ambayo ina manufaa kwao. Na pia wamekuwa wale ambao wameshaenda na wameshakuwa mwendo wazima, wamekuwa neglected. Hawa hata kama wamekuwa mwendo wazima, dini yetu ya Kiislamu ni binadamu, na binadamu hata wacha binadamu wanyama wanahitaji kulindwa na kupatia chakula na walindwe vizuri, ilindwe vizuri wanyama wa kawaida. Sasa yule ambaye mshahara yake, kijana yake, ndugu yake ameshakuwa wazima, anatembea barabarani kila wakati anapata ajali, na hakuna mtu ambaye atae, wanalala nje, mvua inanyesha juu yake, mvua anakula. Mungu ni binadamu, unaona akiwa uji pale, hata kama ni mama, hata kama ni kijana. Juzi unaona kina mama wanauza miraa, na mtu mzima waliko wangu ambaye ameenda na umekuwa mwenda wazima, hata ni uji, na anakaa anataka kukula hiyo miraa, anakula ile miraa ambaye takataka ya miraa ambayo wamewachana wengine, anakula akiwa uji, na anakaa na hao kina mama wanauza miraa. So hii ni humanity, na serikali angalie vizuri. Lawama serikali ambayo tunalaumu hawa watu, watenge vizuri bahali ya kulinda, na atenge pesa fulani ili wapate matibabu na ili wakae. Kuna wengine wanaua watu, wanapanga na wakisu ambayo niliwa na wazina, anapiga kina mama ambayo wanuza mboga. Wengine wanatumba nini mamawe, wanabuja vio ya gari. Hiyo yote lazima serikali ambayo inahusika mambo kama itenge pesa fulani, wapate consideration nzuri kwa hayo matatizo. Asante sana.
Salamu alaykum. My name is Honorable Khan Biali. Nominated MCA and Vice Chair Health Committee and Mental Health Brevet. The major mental behavior and personality disorders common in Garissa are mental disorders like dementia, substance included disorder like bank, neurotic stress-related disorders like anxiety disorders, disorders of adult personality like paranoid personality disorders, mental retardation and psychological development disorders like autism, reading disorders like dyslexia, behavioral and emotional disorders with onset, which is usually occurring in childhood and adolescence. According to World Health Organization, WHO, in 2014, Kenya is ranked at position 4 in Africa with more than 1.9% people suffering mental health disorder. Kenya Mental Health Policy 2015-2030, mental disorder cases cases in Kenya continue to rise rapidly. Unfortunately, Kenya has less than 400 psychiatric and psychiatric nurses respectively who are trained to handle mental illness. Garissa is not exceptional to this. The county lacks enough psychiatrists, medical social workers, mental psychologists, and counselors to handle mental issues, thus making the cost of mental health expensive. The health sector in the county has received the biggest budgetary allocation as opposed to other sectors. I have no idea how much this, that is health budget, or what percentage has been allocated for mental health intervention. We need to create intensive awareness campaign on the condition. 2, training community health volunteers on how to address common mental health disorders, develop promotive and preventive rehabilitative mental health care and services in all levels. Both levels of government should allocate more funds for mental health services.
Please share with us, because it's very, very important. It has statistics that are going to really be helpful for us. We appreciate it. Before we go to the next person, is there any comments to add to anything the previous speakers have said, or any question?
My name is Amal Kavate. I'm elected MCA. Yes, I come to assembly. Also, a member of health team. Much has been said by my colleagues and professionals and elders, as my sister was also briefing me about the statistics and the rest. But for me, I just want to say our young people generation are suffering about mental. And if you see much, if you even do the research, if you take them to hospital, wherever, it will just come to about issues related to drugs, related to stress, related with other illnesses. As even myself, I'm a victim, because my dad was also sick sometimes back, some years back. So you see, it just knocked it. I don't know what happened. Then we have to take him for a hospital for almost 5 good years. 5 good years. He's just admitted in PGH Garissa. You take it to Mombasa, you take it everywhere. So at the end, he's just getting, he's just in a better, just taking injections. But alhamdulillah, later on, he gets recovered. But you see, what is this problem? We are blaming here the young generation because they are taking drugs. But on the other hand, the elder are suffering. And at the end, you see, this person was good today. Tomorrow, you see, he's very sick. You take him to hospital, he becomes so violent. Today, at the time, we tell you this person has, he lost his memory. I don't know what happened. So, there are 2 things that is really doing, giving us heaven. One is our environment, the condition we are living. Because this place, the hope is, the sun is very hot. Sometimes to the extent it goes up to 40 degrees Celsius. On the other hand, the younger generation are taking a lot of mirror and other related drugs. These young people cannot just take drugs and get mad. No, there will not be something there. These shops that are selling mirror, they are not selling mirror only. We can only say the women who are in the barangas can sell mirror fuel. But the shops that are selling mirror are not selling mirror. Some of them we have even discovered they are selling some medicines that is not even suitable for human consumption, unless that person is prescribed for that drug. Then you see they are mixing with something, they are putting to the soda, the young people are taking those drugs. At the moment this guy starts that thing, in the first week he starts convincing himself, he cannot remember anything, he gets severe headache, then he sells a lot. Then at last, after 1 month, you see that person and potentiality. So the other end, you see they take a lot of mirror, but also there are some hard drugs, some substances they also buy. So we went to shops, we went to investigate, we done everything. But the terrorist has also given us some information. But at the end, those drugs are there. So the problem is, how can we stop those drugs in the shops that our young generation are buying from the shelves? That is the headache we have. The other thing I think we can concentrate as a country. We are lacking that policy, that mental health policy. If Kenya, and I think for the country, comes up with that policy document on health protection, that is when we can also help our counties. For us in the counties, the members of the county assemblies, if we get that document that is passed in the National Assembly, we can also do the same and get some regulations so that we can help in this sector, we can help our institutions, so that also the counties can fast track how to put some measures in place, and also how can we put what do we call those centers that we can rehab for these people. Because we are having those elderly who are busy. Some of them are came out from the police force, some of them are retirees from military, but they know it. So you see, this man is my neighbor. You see, a 50-year-old person who is a retiree from the military, after 2 months, he becomes so mad. He's so violent. To the extent he wants to beat his wife, he takes work, he takes everything. So that, you see, even his kids is being taken to other house. So it's very serious. This matter is very serious. And as the chef was saying, the younger generation, when they go like this, they're just in the streets, and the owner of that person is parent, not even bothered to take him to hospital. Because to the hospital is only the place that is available, is only the private institutions. And they are charging a lot of money. So if we get the policy with the help of the task force, I think as also the county government, that is our work that we are going to put in place. And they have sent us for these people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hmm? Yes. We have one person there, the second person here. We appreciate this information. It's very rich and it is coming from the heart. And we appreciate that.
Mental health plays a very important role in our society. In our life, one state to another, we will be affected by our mental health state. What are all for young? Have the following recommendation, 1 to 3 approach. One, that we need to create awareness of mental health at community level. We have very many cases at our houses, but the fear, the stigma, we do not impact. Especially the elderly, the young. We assume that if somebody below 5 years cannot have a mental issue, yet it's possible. But awareness at the community level. This one needs to be propagated so that we can identify them, refer them so that they get the best care possible. Mental health is manageable if it's detected early. Number two, one of the government major core agenda is universal health coverage. We need to anchor mental health in at the UHC. How do we do this? We need to really down up the community level, as well as local health strategy. In all sub-counties, in all counties and sub-counties, we have community health strategy, which reaches every community. And if we could anchor this mental health, group community health strategy, we would be able to reach very many people, and reach the further neglected people in neighboring areas, so that we can also get services on this mental health. Number three, we need to strengthen our community system. Normally, if at a family level we have a mental health, it's like you and you alone. So we need to strengthen the support system so that we don't feel like this end of the world. That community, that if you have a patient who have mental issue, that you're left alone, this needs to be addressed to. Strengthen community support system. Number three, we need to upscale counseling even at a community level. This counseling can be done even at school level, community, churches, mosques. These are institutions through which those communities will access information. And if we can have counseling system rolled out that way, we will be able to capture those people. Remember today, if we are treated for mental health, that's not the end of the story. We need a long-term forum. If we are given drugs today and we are left alone, more often than not, that problem might be hard. But if you have a support system, especially the counseling part of it, so that you have recruited back to the society where, and this will reduce a lot of stigma. Number five and the last one, training opportunity.
If you go to, let's say, for developers, and ask them how they want to train, then if you will talk about going mental health specialist or mental health work, then they're not aware. We need to propagate, we need to talk about things so that college people from all rivers, school rivers, can enroll, especially our colleges, and do what's called mental health course. Likewise, for those people who are already trained, we are lacking specialists. So if we could encourage training opportunities for doctors, nurses, clinical research, so that they can go for further training in new areas, this will ensure that we have expertise, both as counties and counties, even at the community level, and we'll be able to pick up these cases very early before they complete it. And Dr. Newman, thank you for coming to this country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Doctor. And that piece of paper is also critical. If there is anything you didn't read and you want to leave it with my colleague at the table, we are taking anything you have written on. We will be happy to do that. Thank you so much.
My name is Fawzan Mohamed. I'd like to maybe change the purpose we are trying to be. Most of the people were expected and talking about the social and environmental factors. I'd like to talk about the psychological factors of personal mental problems within the Garissa, even Northern Kenya. First of all, most of the people, some of the people may be going through some psychological trauma back at home, be it in terms of physical abuse or even sexual abuse. So for that, give a chance maybe to speak about in the course of the stigma or something. So this leads to someone getting depressed and maybe ends up having a problem. And maybe in correlation to that, maybe the government can set up systems or even strengthen the bodies that are working on that actually help people move out of that problem. The other one, maybe in the course of years, maybe a parent. When the kid loses his parents or one of the parents, the kids can feel neglected because, of course, they can never have a second parent. So what happens? Again, the same problem goes through. The third point can be insecurity. For me, I think there's a lot of anxiety when the place is insecure. And this leads to someone overthinking or maybe something that you cannot work on. And then again, leads up to some mental problems. The last one might be affecting the elderly people who may be retiring. So most of these people might be in a comfort zone all along when they are working. So by the time they are going to retire, or maybe they are losing their jobs, they have no exit strategy. They have nothing that they are going to do after they lose the job or maybe they retire. So maybe I would suggest trainings be held for those people. Maybe 1 or 2 years or 3 years, but then during the time they are working, they are being informed that they have a time that they are not going to work. So they need to have a second plan or a plan B that is going to help them get their income. Because most of the times you can see when, like what MC was talking about, some 50-year-old army retirees get mad or even these government officials who are working. Because they have nothing to do. They feel that now they're useless. Now they get stressed and depressed, and that might lead them to the mental problem. So I suggest maybe the government institutions or the private institutions that people are working, we introduce changes that will be going. It will be something that is continuous all along towards their retirement. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The youth that just came in, you want to hear your voice?
In the entire county, there's no even a psychiatric ward to tackle the psychiatric. I think that one, to cut that book, that is a little bit of 7%. Because of it, we need to have the psychiatric ward. Another thing, there are no enough personnel to stand the end of the day. But right now, we don't even have the confidence of the community to deal with, the psychotherapy issues in the country. We so kindly have the message to us to people that enough personnel can be done. I've submitted a document.
Thank you very much. We will look at the document and we will incorporate all the information that you have.
My name is Chris. I don't believe that Sina in terms of the new global. The world has significantly about this tutakuliza mwanamke kwa kusema shida yetu hapa. Ingine kidogo nataka nilaumu kwa serikali yetu kwa kwamba hawa watu ni wazimu, kila wanasema wengi mbele yangu na kuwa kila mmoja anatoka mahali na kila mtu yuko na mama na baba. Sasa mtu yako wewe kuona ana shida kama ukifikiriki sijui yasikuka na nani. Hata sisi wenyewe wake mingi kama uko nayo kama mtu kama huyo nashughulika mimi mwenyewe nimepeleka mpaka Madhari, hata mpaka saa hii niko kwa Mombasa na tunashughulika kutoka pale tunarudisha mahali ingine yote. Tunaona kama yeye anapa shida ni raha vile wanasema wako na shida, lakini ile zaidi ingine hii dawa ya kulevya wanauza barabarani hata hapa wakipita, kwa sababu vile wanasema wanahusiana kweli hawa waduka ukipita hata kama uko na gari ukipita karibu na hawa wanakimbia kwako, wanataka kuuzia ulio ile nini hiyo dawa ya kulevya na mashehe na wale wenyeji wa Garissa. Nafikiri hawashughuliki maneno kama haya na sikuizi karibu waingie kwa nyumba wauze hiyo kitu, kwa sababu kama hukushughulia kama wanaona kuna watu wanashughulika maneno kama haya tunazidi kupuuza. Sasa tunasema serikali nayo angalia hao na pale washughulike bangi huku nyingi pale wanauza wanawake miraa, hata watu wengine wanauza bangi, wanauza kitu kama singini sijua hata wanachanganya zile soda zao, wanafikiri kama wanakunywa soda, lakini kwenye kitu kingine kali kama hajafika hata miraa anaanguka karibu anguke hivi gani. Sasa tunasema hata zamani ilikuwa na vile anasema shekhe zamani ilikuwa na wazetu, lakini sasa hata wakina mama, wakina mama ukipita pale barabarani wale tauji karibu wanasimame barabara wakule hiyo kitu. Sasa tunasema shida yetu ni nini na serikali yetu ashughulike mwenda za mwanda wazimu wako kama sisi nawe kuangalia vizuri.
Nani mwingine?
I am really impressed by the good point and the discussion that we discussed already. I think mental health problem has been there for since time immemorial. Only that it has been neglected. Even sect at the institutional level has been really underfunded. And I want to say that the brunt of these social problems, whether it is emotional or psychological or social, they are mainly by the children and the youth. So from where I sit, I look at the risk factors each year. I spell it from over. Of course, there are many forms of violence, as my brother has mentioned, as also associations can express. There are humanitarian crises that we like, this is outbreak, all these things that are just not as specific. So I want you to imagine a child who goes to school, perhaps without shoes, and in his class, the rest of the children have shoes. Maybe he has come to school without breakfast in hand, or maybe then he has a fever which is not good for him. You can imagine the dimensions of this child. You don't expect this child to be having the same climate in studying and learning with the rest of the children. Definitely he is going to suffer emotional pain. Or maybe a girl who is right and she's in school tomorrow. You don't expect much from that girl. So I think our biggest problem that causes all forms of social status and health, even in the families, is poverty. So unless we address our social systems in terms of, let us not isolate mental health, take it out in isolation. Let us look at the key drivers. What are the root causes of all these problems? So it will come back to a lot of social development issues. I want to think this in two different ways. First of all, from the public policy level, how do we ensure that the health and the well-being, as stated in our sustainable development goal, is addressed holistically for this child? This child needs food, this child needs transport, this child needs good housing, this child needs food. So unless we make sure that we have health in all policies, approach that has been discussed all over and all over again, let us grant for distance from all sectors, not only bring into the hospital when he's sick, he starts at home. This guy will have access to food, will have access to clothes, will have access to education, quality education only. So I think public health policies will be ready to address the health policies in all policies. Two, I think at family level, at community level, there is responsibility that can be done at home. You don't have to expect take your children to the doctor to tell him where children are feeling right. In the way banging in by. It starts at house level, home level. So I think families should take their responsibility, create awareness, the preventive measures, the investigation, and the implication these things have on this child and this year. Unless we create platform for the families, for the communities to play their roles, which is dying, unfortunately. When we were kids, growing up in this region, we always seen playing and listening, a sheikh like him who is passing, who doesn't have to talk about it. Always talk about them, Akanichapa, you will correct me, you will guide me, and you will send me home. But if you can imagine, Babango can do exactly the same with my mother. But this is dying. So let us strengthen our social system, our community system, to take responsibility to protect our children and youth accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other comments?
So you have a friend who is maybe she performs better than you. So you have this and blind you and the room you don't perform nicely. You will be a bully from your partner. You don't get that moral support from your own. So how do you expect to get moral support from other people? Understand? So here it results to police and suicide, it results to mental illness. If a child tells you I don't want to do this, at least try to at least try to be on my level and understand what he or she is going to do. It doesn't matter, it doesn't mean that for the first time you get a mental illness due to mega or social media, it also comes from the public. The bullying in the house, you don't do this, you don't do this, too much stress, too much depression, needs mental illness. Whereby you try to convince yourself, you try to do a lot of various things which are bad. So I think we should come up with the community schools, and you have counselors. I think the other schools have and other schools don't have, and the schools that have also, they are not active. In schools also we need mentorship programs. Whereby you understand how out there how the world is. You get these advices from these mentors who are being true.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah, there's some.
Hello everyone. My name is Rekha. I'm from the Media University. I work in the Canadian. So much has been said about the mental illness. So this to add my points. My major concern goes to the people in rural areas. Those people are really suffering. They are living with risk diseases such as cancer. The other day, there was this neighbor of mine who was just brought from the rural area. Sorry. She has a breast cancer which is at the last stage. She didn't know that was a big disease. She just thought that so I think we should go consult with those people, know their health. Sometimes the transport is an issue, like the ambulances as well as suddenly we brought them, they're almost losing their lives. So that's my main concern. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I know that
I'm going to the top management of the top president. For the student reliance profession, we are not that motivated to mostly participate in mental health issues. Why? I don't know the reason, but I guess because of the funding, something like that. So, like when you talk to the qualified, you ask them for suggestions, maybe from the organization or something like that. They tell you to go to other professors, maybe because they are well-funded and the program is very good and they can mentor them. And also, with the participation, after the catalogue, whereby when one is mentally ill, first of all, they don't expect they think because of the drugs, the use of drugs, and the rise, and the things that this is because of the as a community, we have to come together and look at that. So I ask the school management to at least give us some motivation on mental safety too, so that we can have that time to pursue the socialized and mental health issues and be able to facilitate the community and other people who are.
Feel free to speak in the language that is easy. What is the problem? How can we be able to assist?
My view about the mental health is one thing. There are those organizations, like those deals with gender-based violence, those campaigns that we have empowering women. So the one thing that has been most vulnerable, because so many based on the society, like for instance, the FGM, early marriages, those affect. So I was thinking, maybe those organizations, those groups to support the women and that encourages them, at least they can come to the places where they are high needed. Like if they work in Nairobi, maybe those places there are at least they are and they have the knowledge about it. But as down in Northeastern, like those villages and whatever, those people doesn't know anything about it. So at least they can come here and maybe they can share
it. Okay, thank you very much. I think much has been said about mental health. And everybody agrees that mental health is okay, my name is Adi from Department of Health Management. And everybody has agreed there's an issue that needs to be addressed, which we all agree. But I wanted to look at it from the health system point of view, as far as the mental health issue is concerned. Because if you look at it from service delivery and all the building blocks of definition of mental health is absent from the health system building block. That's one thing we need to take it very here. And if the mental health is absent from the health system building block, then definitely we cannot address the need of the community. Because if the mental health isn't at the service delivery point, there's a lot of gap that exists from training, service provision, commodities, and even the integration of mental health into the existing service delivery point. If you look at, for instance, one of the communicable diseases like a TB, any infamy bond of the health service system is able to be detected and referred to the right place. But that is not so in the mental health. The other thing is the research. Do we have adequate research to support the major causes of the mental health? If they are there, are they being implemented in a state? So this, for us to address the mental health system, let us go back to the health system and look at it, why is mental health not incorporated in terms of integration in all the components of the building block of the WHO as admitted.
Thank you. Any last comment from anybody? And nobody is to worry, we are not attributing this information to anybody. At the end of the day, we are just consolidating every bit of information to help us come up with a report that is going to help not only the people of Garissa, but the region and the entire country. And I also thank you a lot for staying with us and sharing your thoughts. And inshallah, when the report is out, we will probably come back and provide the feedback. We don't know how, what the process will be. But we hope this is not going to be shelved, as our elder said before he left earlier this morning. Thank you very much.